Belinda presents this unabridged recording of The Well of Hell, Alex Hunter, Book 10. Written by Greg Beck and read by Sean Mangan.
They've found something. Hurry! Iraqi archaeologist Atafi An-Omar turned, his grin showing through a face covered in yellow dust. They say it is a wall. His colleagues, Mohammed Marbouche, a Saudi, and the English dig leader, Philip Saunders, hurried along the freshly excavated trench to join him in the passageway beneath the arid desert. At the end of the tunnel, Omar stood aside. See here. Saunders stepped forward and lightly, almost reverently, touched the flat stones with his fingertips. Carved granite, and it's old, so very old. He slid his fingers along the hard surface, finding some areas of unusual smoothness. This was once polished to a glassy sheen, but has been exposed to the elements for perhaps thousands of years. Marbouche lifted his lantern.
Then buried and forgotten for thousands more.
Saunders turned to smile. Until now.
The legends are true, then, Marbouche whispered. A great civilization was here, one that might have even rivaled the Egyptians. The ancient Egyptians rose to greatness 5,000 years ago. But if the legends are true, these people were here thousands of years before them.
Saunders continued to explore the stone with his fingertips.
All we know has come from a shard of ancient pottery and some oblique references from tomb wall carvings. A mighty race existed here around 7,000 years ago, and then they vanished almost overnight. Wiped out by some catastrophe.
But who were they? Omar asked. Saunders leaned forward to blow dust from an area of the wall.
Yemen has long been at a crossroads of cultures and civilizations, but this might be an entire race of people that we have never come across.
The Englishman turned and smiled.
We could be meeting them for the first time.
Omar cleared away a little more sand.
We need to get the men to excavate further.
Agreed. Saunders looked up. We're only about 20 feet down. We'll bring in a larger team and take the layers off. Come down at it from above so we miss nothing.
Marbouche grinned. I feel we are on the precipice of finding something truly magnificent. Let's begin immediately.